KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlene Di and the Woosh Kitan of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunoschish for your patience as we learn. We'd like to take a moment to say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gunoschish to Vera Starbard, who planted the idea of making it super place-specific. Lillian Petershore, who created so much of the beautiful structure. Ishmael Hope, who gave us additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, who gave feedback. We are grateful to everyone offering guidance as we grow as an organization.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha anikak gunish cheese.
You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Dave Ringel, General Manager of St. Vincent de Paul. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And it's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. You're here today to talk about Friends of the Poor Walk, which is happening next week. But before we get to that, I was wondering if you could please give us an update on the status of operations at St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, we are up and running, and if anything, we are busier than ever. One of the things we do is we provide a lot of services to the needy, and we provide aid. And at this time, there's a lot of people who are needy, and we're doing our best to meet the needs of the people that come by and ask for our help.
And St. Vincent de Paul, I know most people know about the store, but you're much more than that. You also operate the Dan Austin Center, the Community Center, the Cold Weather Emergency Center, and the CARES Sobering Center, as well as some 100 units of housing. Do you want to just kind of tell us a little bit about what some of those centers do and how they're operating right now?
Well, the thrift store, we're open 4 days a week, and our hours are a little bit, are from 11 to 5. Contrary to rumors, we do accept donations. We open up for donations at 10 a.m. every morning, Wednesday through Saturday. We close when our bins are full so we can sort, keep ahead of all the donations. So 10 a.m. Wednesday through Saturday, we get donations. Our store is open. The money that we get from the store helps cover some of the costs of our low-income housing. We have on Teal Street above the old store a shelter with 26 rooms that houses people right off the street. We also have 76 other housing units that some are for seniors, but they're all low-income people. And as I got a tour, a lot of these people started on the streets, got into our transitional shelter, and then got into permanent housing. And that's the goal of helping people out of poverty. We also run the warming shelter downtown. It was a contract that was supposed to end April 15th. It is ending April 15th, but next year. And we're filling in a gap with COVID needing extra space for people downtown. So there's a lot that goes on in the average day of my life here.
Well, what were some of the biggest changes that St. Vincent de Paul faced this year?
I think trying to find social distancing for people and getting our tenants to wear masks, finding a place for the warming shelter where we could put cots 6 feet away. And then we closed the store for 2 months. And fortunately, we got some relief for that. But we also had more apartment turnover this summer than we've had in several years. So there's a lot of challenges there.
And you yourself, you mentioned a little over a year ago, or a little less than a year ago, you were a retired school teacher. Now you're the general manager and executive director of St. Vincent de Paul. What's that journey been like for you?
I sort of have to chuckle because shortly after I stepped in here on an emergency basis, I wrote in my journal that I needed to convince my staff that I was an interim and not the answer to what they needed. And they sort of convinced me otherwise. I work with wonderful people who are committed. They go above and beyond, and helping them fulfill our mission is it's a privilege, and it's been never a dull moment. A lot of challenges and some really good rewards.
How are things looking now as we head into fall and winter? Do you have the resources to meet the needs of our community?
You know, it's hard to predict what the needs of the community are going to be. We have some. We don't know what's going to happen with housing, with rental. We're looking ahead to Thanksgiving, and we're imagining that we're going to have to figure out a whole new way to get food for Thanksgiving with predicted shortages that are coming up. We're going to have to find a whole new way to distribute the baskets. And we're discussing that here in September, thinking, how are we going to do this? But maybe because I'm new, I think outside the box, and sometimes we come up with some creative solutions. But we're trying to make sure we have a plan in place, and then we can find the aid to help do the traditional services of St. Vincent de Paul through the holidays of Thanksgiving baskets, adopting a family for Christmas, and providing housing for those people who really need to find a place for this winter. And it's more difficult than ever with COVID and with the economy the way it is and all sorts of extra stresses that are being placed on people.
Well, it sounds like there is at least one upcoming opportunity to help St. Vincent de Paul connect folks to the services they need, the resources they need, which is next week, the Friends of the Poor Virtual Walk. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, this is an annual event, and it's sponsored nationwide by over 240 St. Vincent de Paul chapters within our country. And it used to be a one-day event where we would gather. Last year, we gathered at the store and walked to our old store at Shelter and gave people a tour of everything we did. Gathering a large group is no longer possible, but we want to continue the Friends of the Poor Walk tradition with a virtual walk. And so we've made it a 5K run for the NAO Cup, and you can sign up at the Juneau Trail and Roadrunners page, or you can go to our own webpage, sbdpjuneau.org, click on events, find out information, and sign up. It's a chance to go and do a walk. You could get people to sponsor. My in-laws just sponsored my wife and I for the event. And we're not going to do it on one day, but we'll start this Saturday. It's the day before the Feast of St. Vincent de Paul, who is the example our agency uses for taking what we have and giving to the poor. And it will end on October 4th, which is the Feast Day of St. Francis, who everybody knows for probably one of the most favorite saints of who was very close to the animals, but he also had a real affinity and relationship with the poor. And it's part of our faith tradition, but it's also an opportunity for people to do something and to provide funds for us. Everything that we get will be used to promote our programs, either whether it be our Thanksgiving donations when we have to buy food, if we run short on adopt a family, or if we need money to help keep people in housing during these difficult times. We are going to use the money to make sure that our services continue. There's another thing about Friends of the Poor. Your friends give when they have something to give, but the other side of it is friends offer help when people need help. And I think that's part of our organization. If you go to our website, you'll see a whole list of different ways we help each other. We estimate that we serve 250 people a month through food baskets, clothing baskets, housing, shelter, navigator services. And so if there are people who need help, check our website out, call our office, and we will try and provide the help. A lot of times it's not us giving the help, but we know who to call. So we even have a home visit team, which we have, which goes out and visits people at their homes and sees what the best way to help people is. And it's not just with money, but it's with a relationship where, you know, we can help an individual get into less expensive housing as well as pay back their back rent.
How does the Friends of the Poor Walk raise money for St. Vincent de Paul? Is it through a registration fee? Is it through sponsorships something else?
You can do it one of two ways. You can get people to sponsor you, or when you click on the link, you can donate your own money. We have registration forms on our website. We have donation sponsorship forms on our website. And we also have a link to simply donate if you wish to donate. And we appreciate all that people generously give us.
And the walk, the virtual event lasts for 8 days. And does that mean you can do the walk or the run on the Airport Dyke Trail at any point during that time?
At any point during the time, if you're running, you know, you can use your smart app and Strava, whatever, and record your 5K time and send it in to the, Keith Levy, who is the race director, and we'll compile those at the end of the week, and people will get their NAO points and see how fast they run or walk the Airport Dyke Trail. You know, I'm at the age where my results are measured in a different than they used to be. You know, my idea would be to break 30 and nothing else. You know, it's an opportunity to get out, exercise, which we all need during these times of stress, and an opportunity to give if you can. Or, you know, we are more than willing to help people if they need help and they reach out.
And I know that it's also possible to simply make a donation without even participating in the walk or the run. And there's a nice list on your website of what a donation will get you. For example, $25, a sleeping bag or a tarp for an individual. $50 is a bus pass or emergency transportation, $100 groceries for a week, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought that was a nice way to break it down.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things you might think of is we don't have to buy bus passes anymore because the bus is free. But, you know, we have people who have limited mobility and need to have emergency cab service. And, you know, there is a way in which we could get discounted cab vouchers for people if they're not near a bus stop or if they really have trouble walking. And so there's a lot. It's amazing how many different ways people in this organization try and help people. You know, whether it's having an 89-year-old homeless woman needing shelter, somebody needing compression socks that are quite expensive and not covered by insurance, somebody who just needs a little bit of rental assistance to make it through a tough time. There's a lot of ways which we try and help with whatever we have.
Just a couple other follow-up questions about the run walk itself. You have mentioned a couple times the NAO Cup. Is that, can you say more about what that is and how this race is a part of it?
There's been a tradition in the Southeast Roadrunners, which are now the Juneau Trail and Road Rate Runners, of having a season-long series. And if you participated in that, what you do is you go out, you run the race, and it's by age group, so you get a certain number of points for how high you finish in your age group. And that's collected over the course of the whole year. So there's some people that take that real seriously and other people who imitate being a runner once a year and just go out and have fun and see what their time is.
And this race is a part of that series?
This race is a part of the series, yeah. And we will have a sign out at the start of the course. The turnaround will be by the fence where the trail ends. And they're asking us to stick on the road and the trail, and we will do that and have a 5K, and we'll see how well people are keeping in shape this fall, where it's been actually nicer and drier than the summer.
And the Dyke Trail, is that an exact 5K from start to finish?
It's pretty close.
That's good. Great. Dave Ringel, St. Vincent de Paul, General Manager and Executive Director, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And you did mention there's other upcoming events such as the Thanksgiving Food Baskets and the Adopt-A-Family Christmas Gift Program that you guys are still working on figuring it out. But I found your website to be extremely comprehensive and helpful, svdpjuno.org. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I encourage people to go to the website and look at the vast variety of services we do. When I first became a board member 2 years ago, I was sort of amazed. I thought it was just a thrift store, and it was so much more than a thrift store. And the services we do are quite extensive.
I would agree. It's very comprehensive. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, and lots of luck with the Friends of the Poor Walk. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much, Shelley.
Have a good one.
Good day.